It's Monday, September 13th, 2010, in Oroville, a sunny morning after last night's heavy rainfall. This is Oroville Radio, with an interview and some announcements. The weather forecast shows a strong chance of continued thunderstorms, happily falling during the nights. Humidity is 94%, temperature range 26 to 27 degrees Celsius, and winds westerly at 14 kilometers per hour. Now listen to an interview with Andy. She waxes enthusiastic about teaching English, about communication skills as the basis for human unity.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm here today from the Oroville Language Lab. Today, the 13th of September, we're starting an intensive intermediate-level English course, which I will be teaching.
You're a native speaker.
I am a native speaker of English, yes, and I've taught English all over the world. So I'm glad to be returning to Oroville and returning to the Oroville Language Lab for this course. And the Oroville Radio, of course. I'm also a volunteer here. But at the Language Lab today, we will be starting this course. And it's a very intensive course. It's 5 days a week for 3 hours a day, so it's quite the commitment. But it comes with a guarantee that when you leave the course, you will hopefully be at an advanced level of English in speaking, writing, and reading. And it's exciting for me as well because this course includes a part of the Tomatis method in that we're going to have listening, Tomatis listening therapy twice a week, and we will also have class with headphones on in conjunction with the work that we will be doing in the language lab. So it's quite a thorough course. There's a lot to be expected and a lot will be given. And we will actually be repeating the course starting in about November. So if you're interested, it's capped at 7 participants. And we might be full for this coming 6 weeks, but keep your ears open for an intensive intermediate English course in November.
Anything further you want to say about your experience teaching English to non-native speakers, to people who have English as a second or third language?
Yes, definitely. I mean, as a language learner myself and someone who speaks multiple languages, I know that language is the key to open the door to communication. And in a place like Oroville, which is a community dedicated to human unity, it's crucial to have this communication. So please take a step forward, step on that limb, take a risk, come learn English.
A conference and talk on alcoholism took place last Saturday in celebration of the third birthday of the Surrender AA group. AA, that's Alcoholics Anonymous. As it's said in recovery, alcohol is cunning, baffling, and powerful. Therefore, dissemination of knowledge on this subject is continuously called for. The more we know about it, and the more our family and friends know about this disease of alcoholism, the more compassion we can have for ourselves and for those who suffer. Open AA meetings take place every Saturday at the Miriam Hill Center in Center Guesthouse. Tomorrow, September 14th, all are welcome to Sacred Circle Dances at Creativity's Hall of Light, 6 p.m. to 7:30, offered by Devayani. No experience is needed. Here are a few words from Deepak Chopra. Everyone has a purpose in life, a unique talent. It is one's gift to be discovered and utilized. When this gift is blended with service, one experiences the ecstasy and exaltation of his or her own spirit, which is, in fact, the ultimate goal of all goals. So you've been listening to Marlenka on microphone for Oroville Radio in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Questions, comments, feel free to contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.